We'll talk a little bit about history this morning, although I don't know a whole lot about it. But there, when you think about history, we can look at it at so many different layers. You know, you can look about the history of things that have taken place and have happened in my life. Maybe the history about my family's life. You know, maybe the history about my hometown where I grew up. It's kind of interesting. There's a little Facebook group called Remembering Wrens, which is the town that I grew up in. And it's so neat at things that people are putting on there. Old pictures. I saw not too long ago an old picture of Stapleton High School, which is, if you know Stapleton, it's about as big as that hole right there in this thing. It ain't very big. But my dad graduated from Stapleton High School as a valedictorian. And my mom graduated, and I'm not sure if she graduated from Stapleton or Aver, but one of them, and she was valedictorian. My sister came along, and she was salutatorian. And I came along and was just happy to get through. So, you know, I mean, history has its way of telling on us, you know, and things that happen. The history of our country, you know, what this country was founded on and what it's about. History reminds us of events and things that happened in our past. Sometimes they might be good, sometimes they might be bad, but for the most part, God wants us to look at the good things that's happened. Now, Satan would have us focus on the negative parts of history and those kind of things. But as we even prayed over Lexi, that God is a restorer. So even though maybe sometimes that things didn't happen exactly the way we wanted to, God's still in control, and he still wants us to focus. You know, the saying is often said, history repeats itself. And we look at that and, you know, thinking, you know, trends in clothing and things like that, that, you know, I can remember when I was, I don't know how old I was, but I remember the bell-bottom blue jeans were the big thing, you know, and they kind of went away, and then the straight legs came along, and then, you know, bell-bottoms come back in. So things like that happens, the trends and all. Some history that happens, we hope, will never repeat itself. And hopefully we take those opportunities to learn from it. And as I was doing this, I thought about even tearing down monuments and mementos, those kind of things, don't change history. Okay? It doesn't change what happened. Some history we hope to receive the benefits of. And we do. One particular that crosses my mind is Jesus dying on the cross for me. That's part of history. But I received the benefits from that. My point this morning is that history affects us and has played a vital role in shaping who we are and who we're to become. And it's not something that we totally ignore. There are those that would like to change history. If they could, most of the time it's for their benefit. But that's impossible. You can't go back and change history. Right? Just like words that come out of your mouth, you can't go back and suck them back in. It's a fact. It's what's there. History is what happened, and regardless of how you color it, it still remains history. And I was thinking about this one. In this process a little bit. Slavery, I don't believe, was one of God's plans. Okay. And lots of times when we think of how the colonists went and took people from Africa and brought them up here and that kind of thing, that's always a negative thing. But I believe God has taken that and made some positive things out of it. Okay? So even though that part of history was something that we might frown on, and again, I don't think it's something that God, it was God's plan for man, for one man to be a slave over another man, or be a slave under another man. But God has taken that, even though we're still in the middle of struggles. I'm not saying that all that has cleared itself out. We're still in that process of working through some of that. But that's part of history. I don't know if you know who, you've probably heard this name, Karl Marx is. He was a German psychologist and sociologist, and he's got about a mile's worth of things behind his name. But he had a theory to replace capitalism with socialism. And he made this remark once, the first battlefield is to rewrite history. Now, see, I'm of the belief that you can't rewrite history. You can try to get rid of stuff that people can't remember history. But history is what it is, and it's one of those things that, to me, that's a fact. But when you think about that, trying to rewrite history today and what we see, that sounds pretty familiar, doesn't it? I mean, if you watch much news at all, you see things that are really blow me away at what people are saying and wanting to do and wanting to change. I mean, it's trying to happen right here before us today. People constantly want to change history and what happened. But that's not exactly the history that I want to talk about this morning, because the history I want to talk about this morning is what we call His story. God's history. I get these little things from John Eldridge all the time, little kind of daily devotional things, and he's constantly talking about the adventure that we're on, our life's adventure, and how all of this is part of His story. It's history, but it's God's history. It's His story, what He wrote. God in history has shown us that He has done things and calls us to things, promises, facts, events, things that He has spelled out to us that we can count on. We talk about quite often the fact of God's plans for us. We spoke that over Lexi this morning. But when we refer to God's history, it really also is our testimony. We testify of what has happened in our life that God has done, how He's affected, what He's changed, what He's brought about. So in telling our testimonies, we're really telling our history, God's history for us, what has happened to us. When God said He has a plan for us and we live that out, it becomes His story. We often talk about the fact the scriptures of where He formed us in our mother's room. He has plans for us, those kind of things. That's His story. That's what He's put together, and that's what He has for us. But one of the things, one of the ways that Satan tries to dupe us is to thinking all is lost. That causes us to doubt God. The parts of our past, the parts of our history that don't line up necessarily what God's plan for us is. He wants us to stay focused on those. He wants us to feel like, okay, look, you missed the mark here. This is not what God had for you, but you screwed it up. You messed it up. And that's how He wants us to look at it. He wants us to not focus on what God has done, but focus on what we've done that missed the mark. I guess it was for, I can't remember, Sally, was it for my birthday that you gave me Giants Will Fall, the book, the little book, Dutch Sheets' book, The Giants Will Fall? Was it Christmas? Anyway, Sally gave me this little book, which was just a powerful little book. It's an easy read, but it's good. And in it, he said that David's most powerful weapon when facing Goliath was his history, David's history. You might think of that, well, how's that the case? He said, if you go back and read the very first part of that chapter in 1 Samuel 17, he tells of where David is in this confrontation with Goliath. Now, that might not mean anything to you and me, but what it meant to David was the fact that he was on territory that God had given to the tribe of Judah. He was on land that had been given to his tribe. He was on land that had been given to him. And he stood in front of this giant and knew that he could not take away what God had given to him. That was part of the history. That's part of his history. That's part of his heritage. I've heard somebody mention that this morning. History had already recorded that fact that God had given this land to the tribe of Judah, to David. And he wasn't going to stand there and let this uncircumcised Philistine take it away from him. It was not going to happen. He said another point that David used history was whenever Saul looked at him and said, "You are not able to go against the Philistines to fight with him, for you are but a youth." David looked back at Saul and said, "But I faced a lion and I faced a bear. And through God, I conquered those things through his power." That was his history. That was part of him. That was part of his testimony. That's part of who he was and what he had come through. And that's when Saul said, "Go and may the Lord be with you." Okay? But David used his history to say, "This is mine and you won't take it from me. These are the battles that I have won through the power of God. And I will win this battle." The Hebrew meaning for the word testimony means to repeat an action or do it again. I thought it was pretty cool that you talked about testimony, your testimony. When we share our testimony, which is part of our history, really it's an explanation of our history, it opens the door for God to do it again. It opens the door for God to repeat what he had done in your life. And so I love that connection this morning, because Cindy said as you share that testimony, what you're going to be doing is opening the door for God to do that again in somebody else's life. And that's just pretty awesome to me. When we retell history or give a testimony of what God has said or done in the past, we're setting up the release of what God has already done and setting him up to do it again. When faced with a difficult situation, let me ask you this. Is the first thing you do is think about the history? Most of the time we don't. We look at all the, "Oh no, you know, what's going to happen?" But when we stop, as David did, and said, no. God has given me this, or God has done this. And it's really just bringing ourselves back into focus of who God is and what he's done in our life, and getting our focus off whatever that thing is in front of us that all of a sudden feels like a brick wall, or feels like something we can't get through or can't get past. When we remember our history, when we remember what he has done, his story in us, encourages us to go forth and do what we needed to. And even this morning I was thinking about this, kind of thinking, okay, God, we all know history and testimonies, this good kind of stuff, but what's the importance here? And I felt like he just kind of shared this in my spirit this morning, is that you can pretty much deduce this by what you, if you watch news, We're fixing to come into times that are going to be tough. there are going to be times that are going to challenge us tremendously. Probably both personally, as families, as churches, as communities, those kind of things. I mean, there's a battle that's going on that is just this huge. And if you don't, we can't ignore it. We can't ignore it. Okay? I mean, you listen to some of the things that our supposedly leaders are saying in this country, and it can blow you away. And actually, it can cause fear to rise up in you. If you don't know your history, if you don't know who set into place all of this. One of the things that Dutch Sheets says in that book, was it Dutch Sheets? I just remember, forgot. Yeah, I thought, okay. As he said, remembering why this country was founded, how this country was founded, that's history. And he says we need to use that history against the battle that the devil is trying to bring up against us. This country was founded on religion, freedom. People trying to get to a place that they could worship God without religion, without having to do it man's way. And even when you look at, I can remember, I think we bought this whenever the revival was down in Florida.
Brownsville.
Yeah, Brownsville. They had a picture of the Congress as they were signing the Declaration. And it had pictures of some of them on their knees praying and things like that, you know. That's what this country was founded on. One nation under God. And when we can take that history and say, hey, devil, this is what happened back there. As it was powerful in David's situation to stand before and defeat Goliath, it's powerful in ours. Last week we talked about some of the tools God had given us to fight these spiritual battles, spiritual warfare. History is one of those tools as well. Calling on Him and what He's done and reminding the enemy what has happened. God uses that tool. And He's given that tool for us to use as well. Okay? The history that He has given us, the testimony that He's given us. I love that, to be release His power into that situation. And you've seen that, I think, probably in meetings and gatherings, when somebody gets up and tells a testimony about something God had done and healed them, then all of a sudden other people start getting healed. Okay? And it's just releasing what God has done back into that situation. And that's what we've got to do, both for our personal lives and for this country where we are. I wrote this, and I thought kind of funny when I did. Maybe it was just to me, but it says, we can see this very thing taking place today, but we have the ability to trump the plans of the enemy by utilizing history. I just kind of laughed, and the Lord had me write that down. But we do. We have the ability to come against the plans of the enemy for our country, for our lives, for our families. And one of those tools is to remember what He's done. Remember who He is. Remember who He said we are. Remember how powerful He said we are. Remember what He said that we carry in us, the Holy Spirit. It may look like a physical battle, but it's a spiritual battle. It is a spiritual battle. And we've got to fight this thing spiritually. We've got to fight what's happening, not only in our own lives, but in the lives in this country as well, spiritually. Let's not let the visuals we see portrayed through the news, discourage us from activating the testimonies, the ability to repeat an action or do it again, to release that power into the situations that we face. We can become discouraged very quick by watching what the news is saying. Part of that, we do need to be educated about what's happening out there, but we don't need to let that influence where we stand and where we're going in our defense against that. Because it can do that. And you can hear that even in people. They just get so discouraged, oh goodness, you know, when they hear things. We're in a time when we must release the power of God into these things. And we have that ability to do that, both in our personal lives and in this country. So I just want to challenge you this morning to do that, to release the positive things in your history of which God has been there for you, has done for you, and even in the history of this country that we know that took place, even though they're trying to change that, trying to take, you know, In God We Trust off of the dollars and all those kind of things. They're trying to remove that, but that's history and you can't remove it. And even if they take it off the dollar bill, it still doesn't change history. Okay? Even though they may take the Lord's Prayer ever out of the school and out of the hallways, those kind of things, it doesn't change history that God is the one that brought us to where we are. So let me just charge you today to do that, to put it forth, to fight this battle. Let me pray. Father, we thank you for this day. Lord, we thank you that we stand right here, right now, and we declare the things that this country was founded on, Lord, are still in effect. The knowing that our forefathers loved you and wanted to serve you and wanted to develop a country that would have the freedom to be able to do that. Lord, we release that into the spirit realm this morning, Lord. And Father, we just want to empower you, Lord God, to fight these battles. Lord, I think one of the things that, I guess, disturbs me the most is the lies that are told, the lack of truth. So, Lord, we just release truth into our lives, into this country, into the cabinet, into our leaders, Lord. That truth would remain. Truth would stand still. Stand firm, Lord, against the wiles of the devil. Lord, we're grateful to you this morning for loving us. Grateful for you, to you this morning of our history. The fact that Jesus went to the cross for us. Lord, if they destroyed every Bible, doesn't change history. And Lord, we stand on what you have done, what you have said, and what you say you're going to do. And so, Lord, we just thank you this morning for that. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you guys. You got some?
Donnie, you were saying how important it is that we remind the enemy of our history, of how it really was. And the truth is, he knows what our history is. He's fully aware of the truth of that because he was there and he remembers. But with all the lies being sent out and the efforts at changing history, he's banking on the fact that we don't remember that history, that we don't know that, because he knows the power that happens when we stand on the truth of God's promise.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Bless you guys. Love you.